Hi, this is Jacob Scher. Welcome to the Job Mob Podcast. Welcome to another Job Mob interview with an expert. Today on the line, we have Gerald Weber from myblogguest.com. And I'm actually excited about this podcast because we're going to talk about using guest blogging as a way to job search. And that's something that I've blogged about in the past a number of times. And so I'm looking forward to hearing what Gerald has to say about that and also talking about how my blog guest can help people do that. So Gerald, thanks for coming on the podcast.
No problem at all. Very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Cool. So tell us a bit about myblogguest.com. Not the easiest thing to say.
Well, like we were talking the other day, I was kind of giving you a little bit of background about my blog guest. You know, I've been active in social media and blogging for, you know, a few years now. You know, I just have to say, I mean, it's really amazing the networking opportunity that the platform brings. I mean, back before we started this thing, I don't know, the time is flying so much. I want to say it's like almost going on a year and a half, 2 years now. Yeah, I mean, back the old way, you know, it used to be, you know, you had to just kind of use other platforms. You know, you had to use Twitter, you had to, you know, get on LinkedIn. You had to kind of work a lot harder to actually develop those connections and connect with other bloggers. And you know what? All that stuff works. So, I mean, you know, not saying there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I love connecting with other people via other social platforms. But in terms of really getting in there and doing a lot of guest blogging and really connecting with other bloggers, I mean, you really had to put in a lot more work, you know. So since my blog has been around, I mean, it's really like guest blogging on steroids. I mean, you know, just to kind of give you an analogy there. I mean, it really speeds up the process a lot.
Okay, wait, just before you go on, just for anyone who's listening, who's not sure, who's unclear about what guest blogging is, basically the idea is very simple. It's just writing a blog post on someone else's blog. That's it. You're a guest on someone else's blog. That's the name, guest blogging. Okay, go on.
Yeah. And I'll just, you know, kind of add to what you're just saying. If I didn't realize that there might be a lot of people listening that aren't really as familiar with the concept of guest blogging. So just to kind of add to what you're saying, for those that are kind of new to guest blogging, I'd like to just, and then we can, you know, dive right back into the my blog guest platform. As far as the benefits go, I mean, there are really just absolutely tremendous benefits when it comes to guest blogging and, you know, the different things that you can accomplish. I'd say probably the number one thing, and it kind of ties into what we're talking about when we're talking about job search and opportunities, and, you know, it may just even be opportunities that you never would even think of. It may be a job. It may be a new client, maybe someone wants to pay you an ongoing blogging gig, but, you know, it's really is connecting with other people, other like-minded people that you didn't know before. I mean, that is really absolutely the most powerful benefit behind the concept of guest blogging. But, you know, you have some other benefits as well. They all kind of tie into the same concept, but I mean, if you are a blogger and your content is really good, people are going to want to know. They're going to want to see more of your content. They're going to want to be curious about what you've written in the past. They're going to click through your byline and they're going to go check out your blog. They're going to follow you on Twitter. You know, so it's also very, very good for branding awareness. getting your name out there and positioning yourself as an authority without having to go around and tell people, hey, I'm an authority. You go out there and you create valuable content, you share it with a new audience, and you're an authority without having to say it.
Okay, so that's actually, that last point is something that I really like, because a lot of people, when I talk to them about using their blog as a job search tool, they're like, oh, you know, I don't want to have to have a whole blog and have to manage it, and it's a lot of work and so on. But with guest blogging, they don't even need to have a blog, like you just said. They can just put their guest post on someone's blog and get that recognition, and without even having their own blog. It's just taking advantage of someone else's blog and someone else's audience to get that extra exposure and credibility and come across as an expert and showing their expertise that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I guess it also depends on exactly what your position is. I mean, are you someone that is a freelance copywriter looking for work? Are you someone that's are you trying to make money blogging? Are you a business owner? So I guess it really kind of depends on those factors. But I mean, you can link to whatever you want to link to. I mean, I'm sure everyone's got a Facebook, everyone's got a Twitter, or at least, you know, most people do, Google Plus, whatever. So, I mean, yeah, you could, most people link to their blogs, but you could literally link to, you know, any kind of profile or anything that you want to,
right?
Or even just, you know, have your contact information in the byline, I suppose, if you wanted to do it that way.
Right. Okay. And so, I mean, in the past, I guess before you had a platform like My Blog Guest, I mean, different ways of doing it where you could go look searching for blogs in your industry and you could reach out to people directly. But what does my blog guest bring that facilitates this whole connection?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. And you know, the thing about it is, not only does it speed up the process, but there's of connecting with other bloggers and other like-minded individuals that are into blogging, but there's several different ways to use my blog guest platform, and that's another thing about it that makes it really unique. You know, I'll just outline some examples so you can kind of understand what I'm talking about. The platform in general is set up, you know, basically as a traditional forum, but there's a lot of features and stuff that has been built into it that you won't find in a traditional forum. But one of the first things that you can do, probably one of the most common ways people use my blog guest, if you're looking for someone within a certain niche or a certain field, like let's say, I'm interested in... I don't know, small business blogs. So let's say I want a blog on that niche. I want a guest blog. It could be one of the two things. You can be looking to guest blog in that niche, or you could be looking for a blog or someone to post on your blog in that niche. So whichever way you're looking, the first thing you can do is when you log in, up at the top navigation bar, you just click on the button that says search at the top left. And once you do that, you have different ways that you can drill down a search. You can go in and search by category. So again, if you're looking for, say, small business, you'll go down to the category that says business, and you just click on that. And then you can further drill it down by things like country. You can type in tags. Every user has tags on their profile. So like, for example, if you were go to my profile and say, you know, have tags like SEO and social media and stuff like that. So if someone was doing a search with tags and they enter one of my tags, they might be able to find me that way. And then so when you just click search, then you just kind of go through the search results and you can kind of look at the different users and their blogs and see if you find something that appeals to you. When you do, then you can just, you know, reach out with a private message.
Okay. So, I mean, you find people, like we were saying before, in your industry or they're categorized, and I don't like to mix up those two words. A lot of people do, between tag and categorize, but it is really a way of categorizing things. And so, like you said, let's say you're looking for someone who is in social media or SEO, so you'll search on that tag and you'll find other blogs, you'll find and or bloggers.
Both. And let me clarify one thing. When I say categories and tags, it's actually two separate things. The very first, I'll just go over the menu with you. The very first thing says choose the category. So that's when you actually have preset categories like health, beauty, fitness is one category, finance and law, tech, marketing, and SEO is in a category. So you kind of choose a general category. And then once you do that, you have other options to drill down by country. So if you're looking for blogs that are in the United States, or if you're looking for blogs in Argentina or something, you can do it that way.
Okay, and then, that's cool.
And then the tags is actually where you literally type in the keywords. And what that'll do is if whatever category you're searching in, if there's users in that category with that tag, that will match them up in the search query, and that'll basically pull up that list. I was just going to say, and to answer your other question, it pulls up both their user profile and their blog. So you can look at both. You can check out their profile and their blog at the same time as you're going through and, you know, making a decision. Is this someone I want to connect with?
Okay, so it's really on the level of the blogger, whether it's a guest blogger or whether it's a person who has a blog and is looking for content. That's what you're searching for. You're searching for those contacts, and then depending on who you find, then you can understand what the opportunities are there.
Yeah, that's correct, and that is just to be clear, that is only one way to use the platform. So there's a few other ways that you can meet and connect with people. That is just like one of the, like, if you just signed up to my blog, yes, and you know, hey, I want to find some interesting people in this niche, that's what I would do. But that being said, there are a couple of other really useful ways to use it. I can just kind of highlight those ideas as well for new people that are looking to check out the platform. The second thing I would do is you can just jump right into the forums, and depending on what you're trying to do, the subforums are categorized that way, the forums and subforums. So let's say you are you're looking for a blog to post on. Well, there's a forum for that, specifically for that. So you can go in there and you can, you can post a thread. Hey, I'm looking for blogs to post on, and other users that are browsing the forums, they can see that and they'll respond to you. And so you can connect with people that way, and vice versa. If you're looking to guest blog to, kind of get your name out there, then there's a forum if you're looking to guest blog, looking for a guest blog opportunity. So you can go in that forum and proactively look for guest blogging opportunities as well.
Okay.
And while we're talking about the subforums, I know one of the topics that we were discussing is finding jobs, via my blog guests. And one great way to do that would be to go check out the guest blogging job boards, which is, right when you log into my blog guest, it's like really one of the first things that you'll see in the forums. Looking for a job board, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's about the sixth sub forum down from the top. So it's, pretty much right there in plain view. And, the way that's it's the same concept. I mean, you're going to be going, people are going to be posting threads. The the main purpose of this, you know, one of the things first things I do if you're checking out this, at the very top, there's, you know, guidelines of what's allowed, what's not allowed, and what's questionable. So, you know, you want to be sure and read that, you know, to make sure that you're kind of fitting within the guidelines.
Right.
But the main purpose there is, hey, let's say I'm a business owner and I'm looking for someone to post on my blog and, you know, I'm willing to pay for quality content. Well, I can go into this forum and post, hey, I'm looking to pay a quality blogger. And so, you know, those that are looking for that type of work could just go right in this forum and you know, check out the opportunities.
Cool. Okay. All right. So that's two things. What what's the other? You mentioned that there's another way that you.
Yeah. This is one of more recent edition. I mean, it's probably been out for at least a year, but it's a really, really cool feature of my blog guest that really just, like I said, you know, it's like it really sets it apart from the traditional forum type deal by adding some special bells and whistles, the articles gallery. basically, just to put it in a nutshell, the way the articles gallery works, you can use it the same way if you're looking for content or if you're looking to guest post. But it saves you the time of if you don't have the time to go through and search and send everyone a private message and do it that way. What you can do if you're a premium member, you can go in there, you can take your guest post and you post it in the articles gallery. And people that are looking for guest posts, they can just go and you don't have to be premium member to go and check out the articles gallery and make offers. But, so let's say you want content for your blog. You just go to the articles gallery and you kind of, like we were talking about doing a search earlier, you drill it down by category and then you can browse the posts and you can see, you can look at the title and usually like the first paragraph or so of the article. And you say, you go through, you find something that you like, you say, hey, that looks pretty cool. Looks like something I'd like to post on my blog. And what you can do is you can make an offer for that article.
Oh, okay. That is cool.
Yeah. Now it'll be up to, once you do make an offer, it's up to the blog owner whether or not they want to accept it. You know, they may have several offers. So, you know, that's one way you can get great content for your blog without as much work. And the other thing, like I said, if you're a premium member, what you can do is you can post your articles in there, and then you're the one getting offers. You know, other people will go in there, check it out, and you know, you have some really good content. I mean, you might get 5 or 10 or even more offers, so you can kind of go through and really kind of get your selection of, you know, which blogs you want your post to be published on.
Cool. And in the articles gallery, is that also categorized in any way, or how do people go through it? How do they search through it?
Yes, exactly. What you do is right when you go to the article gallery, let's see here. You just kind of, let me see here. I'm actually just now logging in here, but yeah, basically you're going to drill it down by category and you can use tags as well. So similar to what we were talking about, just when you're searching for users, when people submit their article, let's say I'm submitting articles about business or it's about SEO. Well, you have to, for one, you have to put it in the appropriate category, and then you put tags after that. So people drill it down first by the category, and then the tags. It'll match up the tags that you put on the article, and it'll basically pull up that list of articles, so you'll see everything that is relevant, you know, for whatever your search is. Basically, the search works pretty much the exact same way as when you're searching for users.
Okay. So let's kind of do an exercise where, like, we talk about an example. Let's say I'm a lawyer. And I'm a lawyer living in, I don't know, in the California area somewhere, Los Angeles, I don't know. And I don't have a blog. But I can write. I mean, it's not something I haven't done in the past. And so I want to use my blog guest to, let's say, put an article out there or multiple articles out there that will give me a bit of a web presence. And so when I'm on my job search, people will find me in the search results and so on. And so just to make sure I understood all three ways. So the first way that you talked about is that I would go onto the site, I would go into the search, I would look for through the categories of, let's say, I think you mentioned one called, there's a law category?
Yes, there okay. Sure
so
is.
I go into a law category, I can drill down to the states. I don't know if I can go lower than the states, but I can drill down. Can I go by state also?
Yeah, as far as I'm seeing, it's only by country. Yeah, you drill down by country and tax and category.
All right, so I drill down there, and now I'm proactively looking for some blogs that are in the states on law, and then I would contact, I reach out to them directly that way. That's the first thing I could do. The second thing I can do is I can go into the forums. I can either go into a forum, the jobs forum, and say I'm available for a guest post on the law topic in the California area or something like that. Or I can actually search to see if anyone else has posted a request for a legal article that maybe I can respond to, right? And then the last thing is that I can just, if I already have a piece of content, someone actually, I don't know where I heard this. I do remember now. I was at a marketing seminar recently, and one of the things that he said, the guy was giving the seminar, he was saying that people don't realize how much content they have in their email. And so just by answering questions over email over the years, and so you can take a few emails put together, and you've got an article. And so if you actually take that, let's say I'm the lawyer, and I take these questions I've answered, and I make an article, and I go to the article gallery on my blogist, post that there, of course tagging it the way I should so it gets attention, and hopefully, I don't know how much how many people are regularly searching through the gallery, but sooner or later someone should see it and hopefully reach out to me and say, yeah, you know, I'd like to use your content. And is it always paid, or could you say, I'm not even looking for money, I just want it to be posted somewhere relevant? Or
now, are we talking about the articles gallery now, or are we still talking about the forums? I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Now I'm talking about the articles gallery. That's the last thing.
Okay. yeah, I'll explain that a little bit. And I just wanted to comment on one thing you're talking about. You know, once these guys get to guest blogging and networking, you know, a great thing that they can do to take the networking aspect to the next level is really you know, getting active and commenting. You were talking about answering questions and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, really responding to people a lot in the comments. But back on your question about the articles gallery. Now, what was your question? You asked me, is it always paid? Is that what you said?
Right. So like, if I'm this lawyer who doesn't have a blog and I'm just trying to make a name for myself, I don't really care about selling the article. I just want to appear somewhere relevant. And so I'd post in the articles gallery, hoping that it's going to be seen by someone relevant who's going to want to use it. And is it automatically has to be purchased to appear somewhere? Because in that case, I wouldn't necessarily care about selling it. I just want it to appear somewhere relevant.
Yeah. Now, as far as people seeing it, you know, my blog guest now has well over 10,000 members. So if you post something in the gallery, people are going to see it.
Right.
The biggest key to using the articles gallery correctly is to really just make sure that the content is really, you know, really top notch. I mean, you shouldn't, one thing you shouldn't do is just slap together a post and slap it in the articles gallery. And that's really not going to help you much from a networking point. But if you really put in a little extra time and an extra effort into your post, really just make sure it's top notch. If you do that, I can tell you, it really doesn't matter what the niche is. You will get some people to see it. You will get some eyeballs. I mean, pretty much most of the time when I submit something to the articles gallery, I mean, I have four or five offers within an hour or so, you know. So, you know, getting the eyeballs really isn't going to be an issue. Just make sure that the whatever you put together, that the message to the content is useful. And the other thing you asked me was about a cost. Now, you know, it doesn't cost every time you submit something to the articles gallery. It's not like that. In fact, you can normal users can also go and make offers in the articles gallery. But if you post there, you know, it's just a monthly membership fee. It's just $10 a month. I mean,
right.
You know, so it's just like about what you'd pay for web hosting or something.
That's for the articles gallery, or that's for the entire site?
Oh, well, that's a premium membership. Once you
right, okay,
the $10 a month, it gets you the premium membership, and you know, that gives you the right to the articles gallery, but also gives you the access to some of the to the private forums that share some advanced blogging tips and things of that nature. So you know, that's not just for the articles gallery; it's to be a full fledged premium member.
Okay. And so we mentioned the exercise from the point of view of someone who's looking for work, but what about from the other side? Let's say I'm a company now, so if I'm looking for people who are bloggers, well, that's easy. So I can just go post a job opening in the forums, for example, or I can scout out people who seem to be popular on my blog guest and direct message them or private message them and ask them if they're interested. But is there any other kind of advice that you would give someone like that? So like an employer, not necessarily someone who's looking for a blogger, but if someone who's looking to look at my blog guest as a way to get to know other people that they might want to hire specifically?
Yeah, that they might want to hire. So are we talking about content writers, like that sort of thing?
Not only. I mean, it could be, of course, there will be lots of everybody there should be a content writer if they're contributing. But I mean, some of them will be hardcore bloggers, and some of them will just be some people who just want to get their name out, and so they're just posting something up there. People who can express themselves. I mean, there's a lot of need for people who are not necessarily blogging on a regular basis, but for people who, if they have to put together a report or a marketing communication of some sort, and there's a lot of reasons to have people who can write, who can put together something that people are not going to fall asleep reading. And so it's a bit of an out of the box kind of tactic, but that's the kind of thing you need to do these days if you want to find good people. Yeah. So you got to think a bit differently. And so if I'm talking to an employer, I'd say, you know, go on a site like this one, check people out. It's a great way to see what people can do, and people are explaining their expertise in a written form. They have to think about what they're saying, and so it's a great way to get inside someone's head and start to appreciate them before you actually get to talk to them. And so, how could someone leverage my blog guest for that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes down to it, you know, the whole networking aspect of my blog guest is, it's going to be, you know, based basically on, hey, do you want to write for my blog, or hey, I want to write for your blog. So,
right.
So you know, if but like you said, I mean, there's a lot of room for some creativity here, especially with the you know, diversity and then the options and the way you can use the platform. But if I was a business owner, say I'm looking for, let's say I'm looking for some SEO or internet marketing talent out there. And I'm like, you know, I want to find someone that really, you know, is just kind of an up and comer. They really know what time it is, you know, something of that nature. Well, you know, I mean, a great way to do that would be, you know, utilizing the different search methods and things we discussed, like the articles gallery. But, you know, you can kind of reach out, you know, first do your search or, you know, by niche. So if I'm looking for SEO, I'm going to, you know, drill it down that way. And then, you know, reach out to them and say, hey, you know, I liked a couple of your articles. Would you be interested in, posting something for the company blog, you know? And that's oftentimes a great way to, you know, start a relationship. And who knows, you know, a lot of times these opportunities, that we're not ever expecting, just kind of spring out of this type of connecting.
Okay. And so would you say, it sounds to me that the best way, if you're someone who can write something that's great, like you said, that's really shows you've put in the extra effort to make it something that's really impressive, then the best thing is really to get it to the articles gallery as soon as possible and just try to impress as many people as you can like that instead of one by one pinging people by searching through the platform, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that, you know, that that is definitely, if you're really writing great stuff, you know, that's going to be a lot faster. And your content is going to get eyeballs and you will get offers. So especially if you're really writing great content and your time is limited, the articles gallery really is awesome. So totally. Now, I'm not going to say that, you know, that's the only thing that you should do, but that is really awesome. And like I said, especially if your time is limited, it's really great.
Cool. Okay. And for someone who's just starting out, like we're hoping now that some people that think this is really useful, and especially for bloggers. Again, we talked quite a bit, but for someone who doesn't necessarily have a blog, but especially for bloggers, that it should be pretty easy to see how this can be beneficial. I'm a blogger now. I come along. I've just listened to this podcast. I'm like, wow, this sounds pretty cool. So what do I do? What's the first step, or what are the first steps?
Well, you know, first thing you're going to do is just register for your account. And, you know, I mean, that just, you just need an email address, and that's going to take you about, you know, probably all of 30 seconds. you know, once you have that done, you know, you want to go ahead and fill out your profile a little bit, make sure you have your, you know, your avatar, and, you know, just, that's just kind of a fill in the blanks thing. I mean, it's nothing complicated, but, you know, you want people that are looking at your profile to know who you are. Make sure that you put in your profile area, there's a place for tags. That's how people are going to find you. That's how you're going to be searchable. So you want to make sure that that's probably one of the most important things when you're filling out your profile. Want to make sure that you put a lot of relevant tags and just think everything that could possibly describe you and the kind of person or the kind of blogger you are, and just go nuts with it. So just make sure you have a lot of tags. There's even a place in your signature. You can put a couple links to, you could put a link to your Twitter or website or whatever, or maybe a couple guest blog posts that you've written. So, you know, just spend about 5 minutes, customize it a little bit. And, you know, that'll really go a long ways in terms of making you searchable and also just kind of making you attractive. You know, you have a couple, some really good posts that you've written, you go ahead and showcase that in your profile, your signature link.
Is there a way of knowing which tags are the most popular or the most searched on or something like that? So to give you an idea of which tags you should put into the...
You know, not really. There's nothing like that, at least not that's accessible to the average user, you know. So, I mean, again, I would just, I wouldn't really look at it and try to say what's the most searched. I mean, I would just stick with relevance and what's relevant to the kind
of... You can always change it later, right?
Yeah, and you can always go in and adjust that stuff. But you know, if you're into internet marketing and SEO and that sort of thing, you don't want to come, you know, show up on terms that are for you know, law or legal or something. Even if that
right.
get a lot of searches, you know what I mean. So I just stick with the relevancy.
Okay, and so now you get your profile set up, and so. What's next? I guess it depends what brought you there in the first place.
Well, yeah, I mean, what I would do is I would try, you know, I would try a little bit of everything that we discussed. I would try doing some of the searches. You know, sometimes reaching out one-on-one like that with people, even though it takes a little more time, it really works, you know? So you might just run into people that you wouldn't have found otherwise in the forum. So I would try a little bit of that. I would definitely go and hop in some of the forums and get in some of the conversation, post a relevant thread for whatever it is you're trying to do. And, you know, I would highly recommend checking out the articles gallery because it really is awesome. And it's a time saver, you know, and that's one of the biggest things. Is, you know, most of us are very busy with our day-to-day jobs, our careers, whatever it is that we're doing. So, you know, if we can find a way to, you know, network effectively and save time, then that's always a great thing. But I wouldn't try just one of those things though, because you know one thing may work better than another for different people, and I'd just try a combination of those and kind of pick decide what works best for you, but try them all.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, listen. Thanks a lot for that that starter guide. The site is myblogguest.com. So that's MYBLOGG. There's a second G there. GUEST. So myblogguest.com. It's been up now, like you said, for a few years, I guess, and over 10,000 people participating so far. That's a lot of people. And bloggers tend to be pretty active, and so it must be a pretty busy community too. Great. Listen, Gerald, thanks a lot for everything, for explaining everything to us and giving us advice on why we should guest blog in the first place, going all the way back to the beginning of our conversation. It's really been fruitful, and I appreciate it.
Not a problem at all. And one last thing I'd just like to add to anyone that's listening to this, if anyone has any additional questions or anyone needs help once they sign up to the community, I'm more than happy to help anyone out that has any questions. So, they can go ahead and add me to Skype if you'd like. I'm a search engine guy on Skype, just how it sounds, search engine guy. And then on Twitter, I'm the_gman, or you can also connect with me on my blog guest itself, which is the gman3. So anyone that has any questions, I'm more than happy to help.
Terrific. Thank you very much, Gerald.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
And lots of success to my blog guest.
Oh, I appreciate that.
All right. You be good now.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.